One of the subtler lines to understand is the cognitive line of development, which Ken says is necessary but not sufficient for the development of other lines. So we ask Ken to explain for us, what is the cognitive line? What is its relationship to the other lines of development?
The cognitive line is, unfortunately, has been one of the more difficult lines to describe. And that's because it came out of that atmosphere where there were only two intelligences. And one was generally put in the cognitive, scientific, mathematical, logical camp. And the other was linguistic, literature, poetic, etc. And so when we realized there were multiple intelligences, and we actually went back and started looking at all these different capacities that we had thrown in to the cognitive camp, and we found things like, you know, mathematical intelligence, logical intelligence, cognitive intelligence, those tended to be separate intelligences. And so cognitive has still kind of kept the notion of being the IQ smart line. But that's probably not really what its central definition is. And the mathematical logical line is now considered its own separate line of development. And the best way to think of cognitive is the capacity to take perspectives. And that turns out to be extremely important because it really answers the question, what is it that I'm aware of? And of course, life throws that question at us all the time, and we need to answer, well, I'm aware of this, I'm aware of that. But what we saw as we looked at the different levels of development is that each level actually has an almost completely different world. And so you can see more and more phenomena the higher the level of development that you're on. And the reason you can do that is that there are more and more perspectives involved. And so you get a wider and wider and wider picture. And so you can see things at the orange level of development that you can't see at the red level of development. And cognition is leading that charge, so to speak. So each major level of cognition, particularly after it gets up and started, adds a new perspective that can be taken. And that has an enormous number of impacts. So briefly, for example, since each level of cognition is adding a perspective, it's going to start at first-person perspective. It's only aware of what it can think of itself. It's only aware of its views. It can't take the role of other. It can't really tell you what you're thinking. A classic example here is you take a ball colored red on one side and green on the other. Take a five-year-old child. Put the ball between you and the child. So the red side is facing you. The green side is facing the child. So you turn it around so they can see that now red is facing them and green is facing you. You turn it around again so they can see, okay, green is facing them, red is facing you. So then you say, okay, what color are you seeing? They'll say green, correctly. And then you say, what color am I seeing? And they'll say green. Now, the color they're looking at. They think that's what you're seeing because they can't put themselves in your shoes. So you can see right there that cognitive development isn't the dry, analytic, abstract. It's not just intellectual and dry and analytic and so on. It actually has to do with the amount of awareness that you have. Now, the reason that this is necessary but not sufficient for so many of the other lines is that if somebody says, let's say they're testing you for moral development, and they present a particular question, and they ask you the answer. Well, first of all, you have to be able to see that question. You have to be able to look inside and see what you're thinking. You have to be able to see what answer you're coming up with. And then you have to decide what you think the correct answer is. So all of those moral movements are occurring in a cognitive space. If you don't have, if you're not aware of the moral question at all, you can't answer it. So you have to have awareness first, and then you can address these other issues second. And that's true of somatic awareness. It's true of spiritual awareness. It's true of moral awareness. It's true of kinesthetic or somatic awareness, and so on. So these perspectives are really crucial to overall growth and development, not just in the levels themselves, but in each of the lines. Now, the one little exception is the somatic line. And there's still a certain sense in which cognitive is very important. But somatic is essentially tied in with the growth and the development of the physical substrate of the body. So it has to do with the creation of the actual structure of the brain. And you have to have the structure of the brain before you can have awareness. So the physiological, somatic, kinesthetic is an important foundation for these. But then beyond that, the cognitive is necessary but not sufficient for all of the others. And it's gotten to the point where a lot of developmentalists will actually define a level of cognition by adding a perspective. So red starts out at first-person perspective, and it's actually called egocentric. And then you move up to amber, and you can take the role of other. You can put yourself in the shoes of another. That's second-person perspective. Then you move up to orange, reason and rationality, and you can take a third-person perspective. And that actually gives you a capacity to stand back and reflect on your thinking, reflect on how you're feeling, reflect on what you're thinking, subject it to criticism, and otherwise investigate it. It also gives you a capacity for hypothetical deductive reasoning, known as science. So that third person is very important. And then fourth person brings that postmodern critical overview, because now with a fourth person, it can look at third person. And so we now have green fourth person looking at orange third person. And so it can start to criticize it, make suggestions, point out where they think it's wrong. And that's why, of course, we got postmodernism out of modernism. But the postmodernists came up with a lot of different differences that they saw, but they didn't have enough perspective to put them together into a big picture. And so they were left with just fragmented parts and no way to bring them together until the monumental leap to second tier, to turquoise, and what Claire Graves called that monumental leap of meaning. And now that fifth person perspective can look at all the fragments of the green fourth person and start to see commonalities, see ways that it can be brought together, see ways that it can be unified. And that is a enormous change. That's a sea change. And it changes everything, because you can then start to see bigger pictures and see holistic frameworks and find ways to bring things together in a coherent fashion and start to make sense out of it. And so that's where these integral theories start growing from. And so that's just part of cognition continuing to grow. And on balance, what it is the universe evolving and continuing to evolve in ways that it becomes more self-aware. It's the universe becoming aware of itself in deeper and higher ways. Thomas Huxley used to be delighted by the phrase that in man, evolution has become conscious of itself. And in a sense, that's what's happened. And this becoming conscious of itself just gets deeper and wider and higher the more cognition develops. So it's not analytical and dry and dull and boring. Leave that for mathematical, logical, and those types. This is how much can you see?
Right.